I always say no. I always say forget it. There's no way. You can just stop asking now. But this year, he kind of wore me down.
I don't know what to bring. I think I'm going to pack just as if we were going to a normal resort.
That's my husband, Reynolds. The story starts with him. Yeah, why aren't we just going to a normal resort where we don't have the added stress?
Maybe it's to go beyond some barriers.
What's wrong with barriers, honey? What he asked me was, do you want to go to a nude resort? Come on, it'll be fun. Well, what do you have there on the bed? Well, you need stuff to wear to dinner, right? We got to wear clothes sometimes, don't we?
I guess we do. I'm not sure when, though.
I mean, we have lots of sunblock.
Okay, so.
So.
We zip it.
Wait, that's not closed. Reynolds, being nude is no big deal. He loves it. He always says they grew up nude, whatever that means. We did not. In my family, we did not grow up nude. In the end, I figured, why not? What's the worst that could happen? Ten worst things that could happen at the nude resort. Number 10, an all-over sunburn. Number 9, you know, what if I get ogled at all the time? Or what if I don't? Like, I don't know. I don't know which would be worse, you know, if people kind of stare at you admiringly or if people, like, don't.
Who knows? I'm not too worried
about
it.
I'm nervous.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't see the point, really, of...
Well, it's funny. You don't see the point, yet everyone I told that we're going to a nude resort, they all react in, oh, wow, that is cool. I'm kind of excited to go to a nude resort.
Yeah, well, you like being nude. I mean, I understand being nude, I guess. But what do you like about it?
Well,
what?
With a group of people, you lose the sense of the body. The body shapes, sizes. After a while, that does not exist. And it's like shedding everything, including your clothing.
Right.
I like that.
I like that too. Yeah. That part sounds nice, yeah. Honey. I had a mental list of 10 worst things that could happen. It started off, I just thought maybe one or two, but the list just expanded and expanded. Number 8. I might never adjust. I might just... You know how everybody says, oh, after an hour, you'll feel totally comfortable and you'll hardly notice that you're nude or that everybody else around you is naked. Well, that might never happen. Number 7, just the general idea of swinging body parts, which I think is part of what makes beach volleyball so unappealing. Number 6, beach volleyball. I don't get why anybody would want to play volleyball with no clothes on. It's night before. We're leaving at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I'm standing in front of the mirror, naked. And I'm... looking at my body, I see some parts that I like. I like my neck. You know, I guess my breasts are okay. They don't sit up the way some do. I can't imagine running along the beach or anything without support. But I feel a little chubby in the stomach. I have trouble picturing myself feeling totally comfortable with it exposed. I don't know.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Come see you, please.
Thank you. Thanks, honey.
It's the first time?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
I feel like this is such a confession because no matter what I believe intellectually all of my life, I have wished to lose a few pounds. It's a really deep-seated piece of self-image that just doesn't seem to want to go away. I was trying to draw it out as long as I could.
I'm not quite ready for the pool. Close quarters, I'm not comfortable yet.
Yeah, I like it here. It's nice.
The next thing I knew, Reynold had nothing on. And he just basically said, it's time.
This is happening a little too quickly. We don't even have a room yet.
Reynold's totally nude. I still have everything on. A cover-up and a bikini.
And Reynold's putting suntan.
Yeah, and Reynold's putting suntan lotion on. I don't even know what to do right now. Do I take off my top?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, I take off my top.
Yeah.
See, this is all happening really too fast. Okay, now I'm topless.
I think the bottom's off too.
My bottom's off?
Yep. It's time, honey.
Time? Okay, I'm taking my bottoms off, but then we're going to go have
lunch. Yeah, we're going to go have lunch.
That's right, and then I put them back on. I can put them back on.
No, you can...
Well, I'm going to put that cover-up on.
Okay.
After I did it once, it got a little bit easier, but not super easy. Number five. Well, what if everyone's just hideous? You know, like a few people have said to me, isn't there a reason we wear clothing? Oh, maybe everyone's just going to have, like, bodies that do better when they're covered. Number four. What if everybody else isn't hideous? What if they're, like, 20 or 30-something fitness instructor types? That, I think, would be even worse. You know, I'm 44, I have a 44-year-old's body, and I don't need to have fitness types prancing around naked. Number three. Just the idea of having to get out of my chair, nude. Reclining nudes are attractive. But once you get up, I mean, everything sort of settles. I had my clothes off. We were reclining by the pool, but I had a bag of things just about 10 feet away from where we were. And I needed a book. And I could have put my cover up on. But I thought, okay, everyone else is nude. Everyone else is walking all over the place. So, okay, you can do this. And I got up and I felt so exposed. I just walked 10 feet and back, totally nude.
By the pool in
public. By the pool
in
public.
Right. How do you feel?
But I think I'm starting to relax.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually not so bad. But, I mean, we're just lying here.
Right.
Lying is pretty easy. Number two. What if I run into someone I know? Someone from work? You know, there's no one at work who I really want to get naked with. Number one. What if I discover that deep down, the fact is, I'm just a prude. And that's why I don't want to take off my clothes in front of people. And I don't want to see people with their clothes off. I think the idea of being a prude makes me feel old. Wow. That was great. Swimming in the ocean with no clothes, that is a no-brainer. That is fantastic. Okay. I knew I finally got comfortable with being naked when I actually wanted to go for a walk along the beach.
Yeah. Morning.
Morning. So we're going to go for a little walk. There's not that many people out, actually. It's still pretty early.
Morning.
Morning.
You have definitely... I can't believe how relaxed you are right now walking with you.
Yeah,
and you're nude, really good. And you are not even, there's no,
nothing
going on. That's great.
And we've even passed a couple people with clothing. Finally, we had to get dressed. And when we were waiting for our airport transportation, I felt like I couldn't wait to get them off. I felt like it was the opposite of when we arrived. We drew out as long as we could, having to get dressed again. I'm standing in front of the mirror at home now. We're back. And I have to say, I like my body. I feel good about it. I don't think I've ever felt this good about it, actually. It was a great revelation to me yesterday when I had to wear clothes again. Clothes are part of what make me feel fat. Okay, so I didn't do the nude yoga, but maybe next time, because there will be a next time. I can't hardly remember why anyone would want to wear a bathing suit or a swimsuit at the beach. I still have the memories and even a few photographs. Not many, but a few. This is Tracy Isaacs in London, Ontario.